Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Conscious Conversations with me, Marlon Anderson. This is where I'll be guiding you on your own healing journey and talking you through my experiences with spirituality, grief, postnatal, prenatal depression, domestic abuse, eating disorders, and how I've got to be the person I am today. And I'm going to get you exactly to where you need to be. You can catch this podcast every Sunday at 6 p.m. on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Hi, everyone, and welcome to my brand new podcast, Conscious Conversations, with myself, Marlon Anderson. So this podcast is going to be all about spirituality, healing, trauma, evolving, the universe, quantum physics, science, health, wellness, fitness, exercise, not to mention traumas of my past, which I can go into depth with, and how I came out of them. So I'm excited for this because it gives me a free range of vocals to talk about what I want in my own words. So are you ready? Because I am. So on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about where I have been the past 2 years and where my journey has taken.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Taking me up until now. A lot of you have followed me since Love Island days. We're talking 8 years ago now. That was a long time ago. And I've been through a lot since then. For those that don't know, I've gone through domestic abuse, sexual abuse, baby loss, eating disorders. Gosh, what else? Grief. I lost both my parents. And a lot of this happened in a short amount.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Out of time where I had to navigate life in the public eye, but also trying to overcome these setbacks and traumas that had happened to me alone. God, I don't know where to begin. So, where do I begin? So I came off Love Island around 7-8 years ago. I was on series 2, the OGs, back in the day. We went on the show not knowing.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
What to expect whatsoever. I had a lot of unhealed trauma within me when I went on that show. I was actually suffering with an eating disorder. So bulimia, calorie counting, binge eating, and over-exercising, under-eating. So I went on that show very self-conscious. I went through sexual abuse a few weeks before I went into the villa.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
And there was a court case going on behind the scenes, and no one knew about that apart from myself. And I mentioned that in the book that I wrote, an autobiography I did as well, which is out, called Positivity is Our Superpower. And anyway, I went on that villa, went in the villa, and I was very young, naive, and very lost. I was still a little girl, and I hadn't navigated who I was properly yet. I was cabin crew prior to that. I flew for Virgin Atlantic, I flew for Thompson Airways, I flew for Emirates, lived in Dubai, and then I became a makeup artist freelance, and then I went on Love Island, and I just thought, fuck it, why not? Let's see what happens. I mean, my love life has been absolutely horrific. It's not now, though. But I haven't had the best track record with men. I used to encounter a lot of unhealthy relationships and attract toxic men. But yeah, I went on the show, I came out, and I was like, okay, what's going on here? I was in this new world lifestyle. I went from being just Marlin to Marlin from Love Island. Like, that was the tag, right? That's the tag you're given. Or when you go on these shows, you're given a tag. And I just didn't know what to do with myself. I was out partying all the time. I was mingling with the wrong people, trying to get my face out there, trying to get my name out there for what, I don't know, because I didn't have a purpose then. Don't know what I was doing. I was just wanting to be something for nothing. Trying to seek the money, seek the fame, seek the validation. And God, I got that. It didn't last long, though. What I did get was my mum dying about a year after the show, which was awful. So my mum got diagnosed with breast cancer when I was around 6-7 years old. And then it came back a year post Love Island into our other breast. She had it removed. Everything was fine until literally 2 months after her op, they found out that she had stomach cancer the whole time, and it spread really quickly. So she passed away 3 months after her diagnosis. And that for me was a pivot in not knowing who I was to definitely not knowing who I was to then finding myself through the pain that I went through with that. So my mum passed away. I remember cutting all my hair off, losing my head a bit, going out on the partying, cocaine, alcohol on the weekends, binging. And then I met a really, really toxic ex-partner. For those that follow me will know who I'm talking about. And he was the father of my daughter, Consi, who I got pregnant with shortly after my mum died, literally within 6 months. So I was in this really abusive relationship with her dad, and it was horrible. I was beaten through it emotionally and physically. And then my baby was born a month prematurely. And there was something wrong with her. We didn't know what was. And we got moved from hospital to hospital. And then we got put in Great Ormond Street, where I lived for a month with her dad in parents' accommodation. And then she passed away. She hadn't developed her lungs and hearts properly. And she shouldn't have been alive, basically, but she did. She survived. And I remember looking at her and her eyes opened for the last time. And they told me something. I looked right into her soul and it was like, hi, mum, I'm here to say hi, but I'm not here to stay. Because otherwise you're going to be with him for the rest of your life. And that's what I remember. They did CPR on her for 45 minutes and then they announced her death. And I remember screaming out loud and I couldn't even talk. And there's a lot more to the story. She passed away and the next year and a half consisted of me trying to run away from her dad, travel and stay away from him. And I was battling a court case with him. And he eventually went to jail for, common assault. GBH, so domestic abuse, and that was really tough, and that was all through COVID times as well. So I don't think I actually was healing a lot of myself through the pain that I went through, because I was talking to all my followers on Instagram, which I love you all, by the way, for those that have stuck by me, because I was trying to help other people whilst I was still suffering in my own pain, right? And when I look back, it was such a selfless thing to do, but it truly was selfless because I wasn't looking after self, me. So she passed away and I was just traveling a lot, trying to find myself. What happened after that? I did a lot of advocating for body positivity, right? I was comfort eating. I was binge drinking. I turned to alcohol. That was my niche, right? Especially because of how lonely I was and I'd swallowed and suppressed all of this pain within me, not to mention through my childhood, which is another episode, childhood trauma. And I got bigger and bigger and I started to love it. I loved it because I was getting attention. I was getting validation on Instagram. I'd be dancing in my underwear, flaunting the curves, and I was getting noticed finally. That's what I wanted, right? Because I'd never been noticed my whole life. Not from my family, not from anyone, and especially not from men. And I think that's what made me do it more. And so I was unhealthy, but I was feeling good about how I looked like for once in my life, because people were liking it, right? And people could relate. And I loved that part of my life because that was who I was then. And then I shortly met Zaya's dad and I fell pregnant with Zaya. And she was the best thing that has ever happened to me. Her dad did leave me when she was 2 months old, which was not the best thing. But we had to part for our own reasons. It wasn't a great relationship. It was a great friendship and it wasn't a great relationship. And I had to co-parent from her being 2 months old, and that broke me. That absolutely broke me. I suffered with prenatal and postnatal depression with Zaya. I remember it being one of the worst pregnancies of my life. And I mean, I only experienced one before that with Consi, and that was bad. But this was something else. This pregnancy with Zaya brought up a lot. And that's a whole other episode in itself, pre and postnatal depression. And I remember writing suicide letters to her dad, to Jared. And I remember being put on fluoxetine. All of this shit came up because you can't run away, right? When you're pregnant, you're there, you're alone, you're there, and you got nowhere to hide. You got no alcohol to turn to. You're there with child, right? And it wasn't good. And I attached to her dad a lot because he was all I had, and it wasn't good. It just didn't work. And then she was born, co-parented from 2 months old, and I was just lost. I didn't know what to do with myself. Every time she'd leave me to go, I would go and drink, sniff some cocaine and party, because that's all I knew. That was the only coping mechanism I knew, and my soul would be crying for more, and I didn't know what to do. This week's episode is sponsored by Somavedic. Now, for those that know, I have four of these in my house. Somavedic is a frequency harmonization device combining the Eastern approach to health with Western technologies. It works on the principle of controlled release of energy from precious and semi-precious stones. It creates a coherent, life-supporting field with a radius of 100 feet in all directions, penetrating floors and walls. Somavedic can create structured water and help you increase your hydration capabilities. And it's also been tested by different independent laboratories and is proven to have positive results on our cells and bodies. It brings better sleep and more energy during the day, and it has a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it's a risk-free experience. It has helped me and Zaya and our functioning in this household. It has cleared up the energy space, and it has got rid of all free radicals and heavy metals in my body, where I feel completely different now. We both sleep better, we feel better, we function better. You can use my code Marlin10 for 10% off. Thank you so much for sponsoring this episode. Whenever Zaya wasn't with me, I would party. When she was with me, I'd be a mum and work at the same time. I ran myself dry. My nervous system was fried. It was so dysregulated. So it got to a year ago and work stopped. It slowed down. I went on this fitness journey, by the way. I went on this exercise and health journey as well after having Zaya. I wanted to change myself inside out. Firstly, because I thought he left me because I was big, and my self-worth dropped to an all-time low. I was a size 16, 18 when he left me, and I really felt crap about myself. I looked in the mirror and I thought, okay, I've been comfort eating, I've been drinking, I've had a baby, go easy on yourself. But I wanted to exercise to start to feel good. And so I hired a PT and went down that health journey of eating well and bettering myself. But then I got a bit addicted to the gym and strength training, which I'll come into later. And I'd lost about 6.5 stone, although I wasn't counting the weight as such. I was like just going by pictures and muscle tone and things like that. And so a year ago, I was gymming it. But every time she would go to her dad, Zara was, I was off to party again. And as I said earlier, the work stopped flowing in. I was feeling stuck. I was feeling lost. I was feeling depressed and lonely. And my nervous system was on edge. And I think it had just hit a rock bottom. I couldn't keep going on the way I was going on. I was being this girl for everyone else online, and I was suffering inside deeply. Everything was starting to come out, and I was trying to push it back in. It got to last year, and I was like, I need to go to rehab. I need to sort something out about my life. And I was actually sober when I went in, and I went in, learned so much about myself. I went for 3 weeks. I came out and it was like a holistic place. It was really, really good. It helped me a lot. It was for the binge drinking and the cocaine use. I didn't understand why after 4 or 5 drinks I'd want to go sniff. And I didn't understand why I'd use that as a coping mechanism. So it was a lot deeper than just the binge drinking, right? There were layers to it, a lot of layers to this. And I relapsed after about a month. When I say relapse, it was another weekend again, and I went out and I thought, fuck this, I need to go back in. And I went in again for 3 weeks, and it was the hardest thing I'd ever done because I hadn't left Zaya for that long before. She was with her dad, so she was safe, and she came to visit me, but I knew I needed to do this. And it was me hitting that rock bottom and burnout of my nervous system that I will never forget how thankful I am for that place, because it saved me. It gave me time and space to think and to stop, which I've never ever done in my whole life. I've never stopped and listened to myself. And funnily enough, a few weeks before I went in, a random piece of homework got stuck to my car window when I was driving. And I was like, what's this? Things never get stuck to my car unless it's a fucking parking ticket. And I looked, and it was someone's homework on the nervous system and the parasympathetic and how it works and how you regulate it. And I was like, what's that? But I kept it. And that was the biggest telltale sign for me, because when I came out of rehab, I must have been, I don't know, a month sober or something. Went to sleep. Zaya's next to me in bed, of course, because she doesn't like sleeping on her own. She's always with me. 2 in the morning. And I'm like, I'm asleep. And then I'm starting to feel something in my body. And it was like an electric current through the bottom of my feet, whirling its way up through my legs, through my spine, into my head. And I was like this, shaking, my whole body shaking for about 3 minutes. And whilst I was shaking like that, I looked at Zaya, she was fast asleep. It felt like electricity, like bolts of thunder going through my body. It didn't hurt, It was very alarming though, because I was like, what is this? I came out of it and I thought, was that sleep paralysis? No. Well, then what the fuck just happened to me? The next day I woke up, I went on Google, on Reddit, and I was like, what is this? What's just happened to me? I started seeing things on Kundalini, awakening. I was seeing all of these things. I cut my hair off. It was really, really long. I cut it all off. I went vegan. And then I started to question my whole existence and how this earth works and who runs it, how it's run, what consciousness means, what we are here to do, why our souls are here, what karma is, what our karmic imprints, our blueprint, our DNA, our cellular DNA. All of these things came out of nowhere. And this was because I started meditating. When I left rehab, I started meditating. I started at 1 minute, then I moved to 10, and then I moved to an hour every day. I gave my body, my mind, and my soul time to rest. And in that meditation, I allowed my subconscious to start releasing its limiting beliefs and start to open up new pathways. Now, meditation is so underestimated, so underestimated. People think you meditate and you're calm and then cool, you get on with your day. It is a lot deeper than that. So I meditated and I continued doing this. I had like my little morning ritual. I'd say a prayer, I'd get on my knees, say a prayer to God. And I believe God is in us. We are all God. We're all one. It's non-duality. We're all part of the same consciousness and the same collective. We're all here to heal each other. And we're all love, right? We embody love. And anyway, little did I know that this thing that had happened to me called a Kundalini awakening was about to change my life. I've got goosebumps, and turn my life around and upside down and inside out, but for my best version of me to come out. And I was being guided divinely for this to happen. And this is where it excites me to tell you what happened since my Kundalini awakening and what it did to me and how it worked through me. Collagen production decreases with age, so start your day with Arella Vegan Collagen. I was worried about my hair thinning, but since I've started taking collagen, I've seen a difference in the appearance of my hair, skin, and nails. Expertly formulated and clinically proven, it contains a plant-based collagen alternative and vitamin C, which contributes to normal collagen formation for the normal function of skin. The sachets are so convenient and the Japanese plum flavor is divine. Search Arella Vegan Collagen today. Thank you so much for sponsoring this episode. So I know you're wanting to know, what the hell is a Kundalini awakening? What happened to you, Marlin? Because I bet you can tell a difference to who I am now on socials and see such a different glow and vibe about me, because it's true. I have changed completely and I have rebirthed into a new version of me. My soul has been cleansed inside out, and I've had to work through all of my limiting beliefs and childhood pain and traumas from this life, past life, but mainly childhood from 0 to 7, because that's where majority of pain happened to me and belief systems were picked up. And I want to tell you about it in this episode, but it's going to be the next one, because it's very in depth. But what I am going to say is that I have endured a lot of pain in this life, right? And I always used to wonder why I was given this hand. Why was I dealt this set of cards? Why me? And I lived in this victim mentality for so long, and I understand why. Because when you're in it, you can't get out of it. And you are living in that depression. You're living in the pain of yourself. You're walking around thinking, why the fuck am I even here if this shit's happening to me? And I'd pretend to be all happy online, and it just wasn't that. It wasn't the good luck. It was because I was living in my pain still. And so I was recreating these same experiences and same patterns because of the wiring in my brain. And I didn't know any better, and it wasn't my fault. So I had to dig deep and I had to go through each chakra to get there. But oh my God, I wasn't given a break. But we'll talk about this in the next episode, because this is a very intricate topic. An awakening, especially a Kundalini awakening, and it can happen to anyone. And you can actually have activation sessions to activate, but mine was a spontaneous Kundalini awakening. But yeah, so that'll be the next episode. But what I want to say is thank you for listening so far and bearing with me, because I have so much knowledge now that I want to share with you all. And it's not just from eating disorders or the domestic abuse or the baby loss or the grief. It's as a collective. What I know now will blow your mind. I've had downloads and visions since my third eye opened. I meditate on the daily, and I get the most vivid, lucid dreams, which will guide me into what I need to know about life, abundance, how the laws of the universe work, how manifestation works, how we are consciously creating all the time, how our beliefs form everything around us, and how our relationships are actually just mirrors of us. There's so much more, okay? And I can't wait for you to understand that if you have followed me on my journey and you've been through things that I've been through and you feel stuck or in a rut, there is a fucking way out, and I'm going to show you it. And I'm not going to give up either, because this is why I'm here. I know that I'm here to help and to heal the collective, and I won't stop this. I'm going to carry on. So yeah, tune into the next episode, and thank you so much for listening so far. But this was just to touch base on where I've been and what's been happening in my life up until now. So I can't wait to sit down and talk to you all again.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.